Okay, welcome everyone. It's 1:01 p.m. on Friday, June 26th. This is a special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Fire Protection District. I will call roll. Director Stein is here. Padian?
Here.
Domer?
Here.
Kosel?
Yes.
Nagel?
Here.
And we are joined by our interim general manager, Mary Morris Mayorga. The fire chief, Michael Pagoni, was unable to be with us today, although I don't think there are any agenda items that pertain to him necessarily. So we have, let me just check, two members of the public who have joined us. And I'll update you if more join. So because this is a special meeting, comments are limited to items that are on the agenda. So we'll go straight to the agenda and the board will discuss and we can call for public comment. The first item is the approval of the supplemental transmittal. And the transmittal form is in the packet as well as some supporting material, actually, just transmittal form, but you sent out some supporting material.
Right. So let's see if I pull those up and I can share my screen.
Let me first ask, because I actually had a few items that I wanted to discuss on the transmittal. I don't know if any other board members do. But and the items that I wanted to discuss sort of led to the supporting material. So for me, I just had a couple of questions. One about I know that one of our traffic consultants, was it Ian, had said that RGS had never paid him for the original engagement, and I noticed that he's not on this transmittal. Is that because we're still working through his paper?
Yeah, I'm working with the county on that one. And I haven't gotten a return email from him, so he might be out and about or something. So we'll continue working on it. But yeah, we'll make sure he's taken care of.
And then another question I had was the 480 for Stephen Long. Yep. Is that an additional invoice for the work?
Yes, for the evacuation research project, the executive summary report, and the webinar that was provided.
So will the other two also be submitting additional invoices?
Yeah, I have contacted them and they just haven't responded, so I'll try again.
And the only other question that I wanted to raise after giving everybody else an opportunity to raise any questions they may have was I wanted to discuss the two Ross Drulis Kusenberry invoices, but why don't I turn it over to the rest of the board to see if anybody else had anything they wanted to raise.
I'm trying to find this on my phone and I'm not there. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't paying any money to RGS on that transmittal.
No, we are not.
Okay.
And I'll give you an update on the next item.
Yeah, no, I know it's on that thing. I just wanted to make sure that there was no payment to them and I'm...
That's correct.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Julie, you're muted.
Thanks, Janice. Before I go back to my question, I want to see Don, Larry, or Kevin, did you have any other comments that you wanted to make about the transmittal?
I don't.
No.
No comment here.
So I guess my question is that this has come up for me twice. Once when I was actually asked to approve this these RDC invoices, you can see that I said they were not ready for approval, in my opinion. RDC seems to be billing us for the design services that, in my impression, was were covered by their engagement with the KPP-CSD. That is, as far as I can tell, these are the design services to redo the second. in order to make, fit the police on the first floor. And I thought that that was all part of the separate engagement that they had with the police, the KPPCSD. So I don't understand why they're invoicing us for these.
So from what I asked Mallory about these invoices, and he assured me that these were only work that was done at the request of the Fire Protection District. So while I would suspect it related to the request that was initiated by the Police Protection District, I spoke with Bill at the Police Protection District, and they are being invoiced separately and paying separate invoices. So this was something to do with fitting space in for a conference room and some other changes that Mallory said were only requested by the Fire Protection District.
Well, that's interesting because neither A nor, well, option A, which we requested, does not have a conference room.
And I might have that wrong, but he just said it was anything that had to be kind of changed around to fit within that. And it was only when he was contacted by the fire chief and another person on staff, but I can request additional information if I need to do that.
I think that anything that relates to items, to options B or C is entirely the purview of the police board. They ask to make those drawings, and even if the drawings have to do with the fire upstairs, they are not expenses that we should pay. They asked to engage the architects. Unless we're paying for option A or a modification of option A, all those bills should be with the police board, even if they had to consult fire to see about modifications. That all should go to the police board. I don't know that that's what these are either, Mary, but yeah, that was the agreement.
Well, just to add on to what you said, Kevin, I mean, I sent to Mary the proposal that RDC gave to the police board in, it was late January. Mm-hmm. And that proposal included consulting with the fire department about changes that would be required in order to fit the police in the building. So my understanding is that, yes, there was consultation with the fire department, and yes, the fire department gave feedback, but that was all under Mallory's engagement with the police district. And furthermore, I don't see how this fits into that ESR number 6 at all, which was solely authorizing Mallory to talk to the Department of the State Architect.
To my knowledge, RDC hasn't done any work at our request or for us in at least 3 months. So I don't understand these. I think these are wrong.
Okay. Yeah, because we had, if you guys remember back to the September meeting, Mallory gave that first comprehensive presentation on the fire-only design. And then there was some talk about tweaking the design. But he and Brenda had both said that that engagement was up, that they'd spent all the full amount on design. And so then we deliberated, should we give him a greater budget for design, or should they just take the design as it was in September and proceed to get cost estimates? So he doesn't even have an open design engagement with us. That's the way I remember it anyway.
Do we need a motion to remand the bills back to Mallory to have them sent to the police district?
Well, I would think at minimum, just take it off our transmittal because we don't agree that we authorize these charges.
Yeah, I think if we make a motion to approve the transmittal without the RDC invoices, it takes care of taking those off, and then I will take them back to RDC.
I so move.
Second.
All right, we do have, so is there any further board comment on that before I ask for public comment? Okay, we have three members of the public, four, one on the phone and three on the Zoom webinar. So if speak now, if you'd like to make a comment on this. I do not presently see any hands raised. Okay, we will go back to the vote on the motion to remove the RDC charges from the transmittal and approve it otherwise. So we poll for these Zoom seminars. I vote in favor of the motion. Kevin?
In favor.
John?
Yes.
Janice?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, thank you everyone. The second
good catch, Julie, good catch.
Oh, well, thanks. You know, we've told Mallory this twice. we said it at the special meeting that we all participated in when he presented options B and C. So, okay. The second agenda item is the Regional Government Services Payment Dispute Letter, which, you know, it was in the packet with a lot of supporting material. I guess not everybody has picked up their packet. So Mary, maybe you can kind of walk us through it, and you may need to share your screen.
We can get it off the website.
Yes, that's
what I did when I couldn't get there. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I can just summarize it, I guess, kind of go through it. So this is a copy of the letter that was sent to RGS on the payment dispute of the April invoice. I worked with legal counsel on this. They had additions and changes, and then have all the supporting documentation. We decided to, rather than simply notify them that we're not paying the invoice, to try to include a lot of the reasons why. And the idea behind that is that they'll take a look, which they responded to me, that they are taking a look at the concerns listed in the letter, and they're going to get back to us on what their response is. But the idea is that perhaps when they look through these, they may find some reason to offer credits, do something. So that's the idea behind, you know, making this letter a little bit more comprehensive. And then all of the attachments are including their agreement and a couple of the months of bills where things are highlighted, certain pieces of work that they did. And then, let's see, what else is attached? And then a reconciliation that shows some duplicate payments just to refresh their memory on what occurred there. So the letter was sent the 24th, and legal counsel suggested sending it without any particular date for them to respond by, knowing that they're going to respond, but they'll hear from us obviously if they don't respond, to see what, you know, putting it kind of in their court to determine what they will offer, what their next step is, what have you. So this is just a copy so that you know where that stands, and then we'll keep reporting on this when we have additional interaction with RGS.
So I guess
they have just, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
They have just sent earlier, we had requested on the April, May, and June invoices, detail, time card detail by date. We typically get it by person, and it makes it difficult to see who, what people worked on may be the same thing, kind of overlap. So it just came in this afternoon, so I'll be taking a look at that to see how it looks on a daily basis.
Julie, is it not a fact that you've already been through these invoices and you found duplicative entries or wrong entries, or you have a lot of problems with these invoices, right?
Yeah, so Larry, I've disputed every duplicate entry that I found. And then what I was able to kind of go through with Mary was to sort of find out the ways. There were certain specific instances when Mary mentioned duplicate payments, she's actually referring to CalPERS. And some of this is mentioned in the letter. So for example, you know, we have two separate kinds of payments that we make to CalPERS. One is the OPEB retiree health insurance. The other is the Maury Hill settlement. So in the month of March, I think it was, they double paid three installments of the Maury Hill settlement. And the county, they paid it three installments through the checking account and three installments through the transmittal. And so the county got all this, CalPERS got all this extra money and had no idea what to do with it. And Glenn had already told me that he knew they had double paid this stuff, but they spent numerous hours on our nickel trying to sort out a mistake that they had made already and that he was already aware that he had made. And the poor CalPERS person was emailing me every day trying to figure out how to apply all this extra money. And I sort of knew the answer, but I didn't think it was my role to tell her. And then when I asked for the supporting documents for that transmittal, I think I copied all of you. I never got them, and we finally got something back from the accounting person that Glenn had ordered her to destroy them. So, I mean, these are some of the things that are cited in this letter, along with other things. But there's nothing for us to really decide right now. Is that right, Mary? I mean,
that's correct. Yeah, it's just to let the board know the action that's been taken so far, the status, and to let you know that we'll continue to bring these items back when we have more interaction with RGS. And we're working with legal counsel, so they'll be involved as well. There was the waiver signed between the agencies because both agencies have Myers Nave as their attorney firm, but the attorney told me that waiver allows both agencies to be represented by Myers Nave until we get to a certain point. If there's some further legal action down the road, we might have to talk about that. But for right now, we can still be represented by our individual attorneys within Myers Nave.
Well, I'd just like to say that I wholeheartedly agree with the way this matter is being handled, and I'm glad to see it.
Yeah, thanks to the two of you. It's very well laid out. Glad you're reaching back into earlier months, because, of course, it went much earlier than that, but at some point, they just didn't correct any errors, and the problems became the same. We could also add, I've mentioned this, but it's not important for this purpose, but 1 month, they simply were unable to schedule the Emergency Preparedness Committee meeting, which would have taken 15 minutes, post the agenda and call the church to reserve the room. They couldn't, nobody in the staff could take 15 minutes to do that. So we had to cancel the meeting for the month.
Well, I think the other thing is, I'm guessing at our July regular meeting, we're gonna see their May and June invoices. And I've already seen the May invoice, and we're already seeing that the lead advisor, who's not even supposed to be charging for their time, has essentially put in more hours than any other person, even in May. So we've got a road ahead of us on this, folks, I think.
Yeah.
So we don't need a motion, we're just
this is information.
Update, so it's not an action item, but any further comment, Don or Janice?
I think not.
Okay. Nope. And I see nothing, no hands raised by the attendees. It's not action anyway. I would take a comment if they had one, but I think we can move on. So item four, Mary, I'll allow, refer back to you, adopt resolution 2008 ordering the even year board of directors election, consolidation of elections, and specification of the election order. And this is an action item, and I'll turn it over to you.
All right. This is a standard item that comes up on the even numbered years when there's a director's term up. The resolution is pretty much prescribed by the county elections, and we have a booklet to follow, and we need to get this to them. The language really is essentially the same as it was 2 years ago. The cost, they give us an estimated cost of $219.40. I think the last time it was $200, so it's gone up just a tiny bit. And we do budget for this in elections costs for the district side of election costs, not the candidate statement. So what I would be recommending is adoption of Resolution 2008 to order those elections.
I move the adoption of Resolution 20-08.
I second the motion.
All right, thank you. Any board discussion on it? Any public comment on this motion? I see no hands raised among the three attendees, so I will poll for the vote. I vote in favor. Kevin?
He's muted.
Muted, Kevin.
Mute, yes.
Don?
Yes.
Janice?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
Motion is adopted unanimously. Thank you, Mary.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, and so now we move on to our last agenda item. Authorize interim general manager to pay the total costs associated with county evaluation of public safety building renovation and invoice KPPCSD for 50% if needed to continue the project. So Mary, I'll let you introduce this one.
Okay. That's a lengthy title, but the purpose behind this is that as you have authorized, RDC is going to be working to go take the option B to the county for evaluation of some of those items that we're wondering if the county is going to require or not require, and that affects space. So in talking with the police production district, Bill Lindsay, he's working with RDC as well to get an agreement started with them to, or approved with them, for a 50% cost share on that activity. So he plans to take that to their July board meeting. So I don't anticipate any issue with him having that approved. However, in the event it's delayed somehow, for the project to keep going and for no delay to occur, because I know we have some sensitivity in schedules, I'm requesting this in the event it's needed. I wouldn't use it if it's not needed, because I prefer for the police production district to pay their costs, and their, you know, Bill indicated they're willing to do that. And in talking with RDC, he doesn't believe the July approval will create any timing issue, because they won't have billed for county activity most likely by then. And so it most likely won't be needed, but it's kind of a backup plan. So that's why I'm requesting that authorization.
Can I ask what I hope is a related question? Have you initiated discussion with him about their payment? Were we to approve option B or C? Have you discussed with him their proposal for payment?
Yeah, so we had a good discussion last week, and we're going to have some additional discussions. We talked about a lot and kind of created an overall project plan for us, aside from the project design part of it, but all the other steps that we would need to take in looking at temporary space and the payment of the costs of construction if it is determined that it's going to be a shared space. So we're going to be talking in the future, but he had a lot of really good ideas about how to do that. And there are ways that we can do some agreements to either do some joint powers authority type of financing. We could look at any other kinds of things of building it into a lease payment. So there's a lot of ways that we can do that, but we're going to be talking about that in the next couple of weeks.
There was just one thing that we talked about earlier, and I don't know if it ever got done, but Bill wanted to get an estimate of the construction, and I guess it would be soft cost too, for their part of the project. And I talked to Mac 5 and gave them sort of the limits that they would make. In other words, you're going to measure all of their space, including outside walls, and you know, then you get a certain percent of the total that would belong to them. I don't know if that ever got done.
So what, in talking with RDC, well, in talking with Bill, he knows the general cost. So he's aware of what that would be and what, in roundabout numbers, that would kind of equate to for the police production district. In talking with RDC.
Do you know what he's working with?
I don't have that number in my head. Yeah, I don't have that number with me right now.
It would be interesting. I did a rough takeoff, but I didn't think that it would be good enough, and I wanted a third party to do that measure. So I came up with about 26% of the space, subject to their within their lease, and that includes part of the electrical closet and all about a bunch of little details and things. So that's the number I came up, but it's not what I published. But
yeah,
it would be interesting to see what number he's working with.
Sure. And so the concrete kind of number we'll definitely need later. In talking with RDC for the work that he's going to be doing, Mallory said he doesn't need those cost estimates at this time. So I let Manil know that we don't need that concrete cost estimate yet, but as soon as we do,
okay.
I will let
him. All right. Okay. At least it'll get done if they want it. I just didn't know whether it got dropped or not.
Yeah, no, we're just.
I would like to make a motion to authorize the interim general manager to pay the total costs associated with the county evaluation of the public safety renovation option B and invoice KPPCSD for 50% if needed to continue the project.
Second.
Janice, did you second that?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Well, you know, I thank you for making the motion and for seconding it. I still have some questions for Mary about this, and Kevin may also, I don't know. But I'm looking at the fiscal impact, and it says that the total estimated cost could range from $20,000 to $30,000 for this. Mm-hmm. So that means our cost would range from 10 to 15.
Correct.
And then it says that it will work in conjunction with ESR 007 and serve in essence as the not to exceed. So do we have a not to exceed built into ESR 007?
No. What we have on ESR 007, it really listed out the work that they were going to do, and mostly to start with the workshop that we had a couple weeks ago in early June. And so that really just listed some of the activities that they needed to do. And then depending on what kind of direction they would get from the board, then what they would need to move forward and do. And it had their hourly rates to be charged. So what I've asked for in the county effort, he's going to provide me, Mallory, RDC, with an operational agreement with a not to exceed amount. And he'll tell me what that is. I just have the range right now. It could be a little bit lower, but it'll be somewhere in there. So he's going to give me that operational agreement that'll work in conjunction with that ESR 007. So it'll kind of be that not to exceed for that particular extra service request. So when he's working along with the county and doing these meetings, if something comes up and it's going to push the limit of that, he will be in contact with me right away to tell me what's happening and what we might do. And then we can come back and update the agreement if the activity is needed.
So Mary, there is a scope of service for them laid out as part of the proposal. That right? They so many hours for this and so many hours or not?
Not yet. That's what's good. That's what the operational agreement will have.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems a high number to go talk to the building official. So it's like to and see it, what else is going on.
Right. And so what he talked about is it's going to include things like code review and then preparation for the meetings. And then, you know, they would estimate perhaps, and they don't know yet, that the county may come back with some requests or additional information. So it's kind of, you know, he'll know more later, but he will be providing the operating agreement that will show that.
That sounds like the right scope, more or less, I think.
Yeah, because it also says preparation of documents and plans. So I didn't know if that means that he has to further refine the floor plans before he can go back to the county.
No. Yeah, that's just if something else comes up that's requested that the county wants more information, or if they determine that something else is needed when they come up with code review. But that's what they'll be working on next.
I mean, I guess the last point that I just want to raise is that I understand that we're doing this because it was disappointing to me that they didn't put this on the agenda for their meeting last night. I mean, we didn't ask them to, but we had approved this with enough notice we'd approved sharing the cost with enough notice that they could have put this on their agenda last night, and they didn't. And so I worry about whether they have the same sense of urgency that we do. And when they say July meeting, we still never know if that's going to be their second week in July or their fourth week in July. And what do we do if we're pretty far down the pipeline and their board doesn't authorize this?
Well,
I'm just raising it.
I mean, what we have is a slippery slope. You know, it's called the Christopher's slope, because this is always slipping back, not ever getting things decided. I think we need to put some limits on how long we're going to give them to take this, you know, for them to decide. And so I'd like to bring that up in our next meeting.
And
Julie, Bill Lindsay did say during his general manager's report last night at the meeting, he acknowledged that we had agreed to share the cost. And in fact, he even complimented us that that was a magnanimous thing for us to do. So it's not officially on the agenda, but certainly it should be in his mind in forming the agenda.
Yeah, and his plan when discussing with me was his first July meeting, the second Tuesday or Thursday.
Yeah, I heard his remarks last night too, Larry, and I thought that they were very encouraging, and it seemed to be that he personally, as the manager, is on board with the spirit of the project and the urgency, and he thought it was very generous of us to offer to share the cost for this. So it was nice that he said that.
So I think as far as any concern that they might not get an agreement in place, I think if they didn't by their second July meeting, I'd come back and have a discussion about what steps we might want to take.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to plan about A. The next meeting, yeah.
I agree with Dennis, I'm going to do plan A.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do this any longer.
All right, I have one hand raised from the public. So is everyone from the board, or Mary, are you anything else that you'd like to add before I turn to the public?
Nothing else for me.
Okay, all right, Lynn, you have your hand raised and I'm going to allow you to talk. So please go ahead.
Thank you, Julie. So was there any discussion at last night's Services District meeting about allocating funds to this project, number one? And number two, what is the timing at this assumed pace of moving for the two departments needing to leave the current public safety building?
Well, the closest that they got last night to talk about allocating funding was the thought that they've allocated $40,000 for renting the public safety building next year. And they think that when they move out, they'll take whatever rent they haven't paid and put it toward this project. But that's all they've allocated. And there was quite a bit of discussion about it. Timeline, I would turn it over to maybe John.
You know, I keep having these dates in my mind, and they don't come to pass. So I think we need to finish up this relatively simple sort of thing, and we have two choices. They're either in the building or out, and they have to decide whether they're going to do it or not. And I don't see that we need to wait any more than a month for them to decide. That was more of but if we don't have... Bill sounds like a great guy. I mean, we've heard of good things about it, and Mary, you're happy with him, but he doesn't ultimately have the decision-making thing, and Christopher has slid, and so we just need to say, we just need a finish date to say it's got to be decided now. We just can't keep going, and I think more than just me and, well, anyway, I think there'll be a lot of, I would hope the board would come along with that idea.
I think I would like to impose an August 1st deadline for them to have a financial proposal and an agreement in place to go ahead if they want us to consider anything other than Plan A. But I would impose an August 1st deadline.
Would that not depend on when we get the decision back from the county?
We need to get the elevator thing settled because they may not want to be in the building if we have an elevator. So I think I'm all for that idea, Janice. I mean, that's what I'm, but there's some details that may affect that date a little bit, but I think Mary will work on that. And once there's a date, Mary, it gives you a lot more leverage than you've had recently.
Yeah.
The date.
I would propose 30 days from the county's notification.
Okay.
For them to have come up with their financing proposal for their share of the costs of B and C, and then we'll decide. I still prefer A, by the way, and intend to vote for A, but I sense I'm in the minority on that. But I think if they want to participate in the building, time is running short.
Well, I agree.
I think we need to see about option B to try to accommodate. But I personally would like a change in these plans so that there is a door between that little conference room and the big conference room downstairs. And so the fire department can use the big conference room by going through the small one with their own door. And then there's an own door from the police department, which is separately locked. Because right now in that building, police and fire can share a conference room. I don't see any reason why they can't do it in the new building, even though it's smaller. And I'm very concerned that there's no place for people to be met, I mean, more than a couple of people, by fire, except upstairs in living quarters. That's not fair. There is a conference room downstairs. It can't be constantly in
use. It's a police fire conference room.
Well, it is right now, Don, but that can change because right now that little room adjacent can be used by both departments, and there isn't any reason why the big conference room can't be either. And that, for me, is going to be a deal breaker.
So I think that kind of detail, correct me if I'm wrong, Don, that could get worked out after the ruling on the elevator.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the fire department is not happy that that's now designated as a police workroom. So I think we're going to have to go back and see if we can get some use of that sometime. But it may not be a regular conference room. It may have a setup with the computers and records and things. So we need to know more about how they plan to use it.
Well, I also just want to make a comment. Janice, I hear what you said, that you feel like you're in the minority, and we had the one vote where you were in the minority about at least going to the county about option B. But there are really two aspects to option B. One is the elevator, which they care about. But the second is enclosing the deck, which I think fire still cares about. And, you know, if we're not able to enclose the deck, that may still influence fire's position on option B.
Yeah, I did some code work on that, and I think it's very easy. We should be able to have no trouble with it, because when you read the code, that deck is considered like a room or a space, and you need to have one an occupancy number to it, which is kind of the magic number to make it into a room. So I think it'll happen. I think we'll get the enclosure.
Can I ask you a question, Kevin, on the, are you talking about the proposed conference room in B? And I don't have the drawings in front of me, but you're suggesting that we be able to access it from a doorway in the hall?
No, well, almost. So if you remember, in the southwest corner of the building is where the new conference room is going to be.
Yes.
And then just north of that is the little room that's supposed to be an interview room, which you enter right off the lobby to the right as soon as you walk in the front door.
Okay.
So right now, fire has access to the little room, but not the big one. The big one is supposed to be only police. I don't see any reason why you can't open a door from the little conference room to the big one that's accessible by fire to get them into the conference room. The police, meanwhile, can have their door, which is only openable by them, from their quarters into the conference room from the east. And I think that this should be a no-brainer to work out. People can set up schedules like they do now. The departments get along well, you know, there's no problem there. And I think that if this is supposed to be a conference room, it should be prevented from being turned into office space, because there is office space in the rest of the building for police. And if they don't feel they have enough, they can rent some elsewhere, because we're not going to be able to have our personnel in the building under option B.
I guess I think their objection is going to be the security of their space, which they don't have now.
That's true, because from the conference room, the door that would go to the east would only be accessible by police people, not by fire people. Just like any of the other spaces has a key that's only accessible by fire or police or both.
So this would be
We should get past this next thing. But in the conversations that I had, and Julie too, about what would be enough space for police, and they said they could not make the project work if they didn't have the conference room. And so I know they aren't getting a lot of space, but so it's maybe possible, but I certainly would not assume it. And we have to an extent given it to them. And so, and I don't think we can put them out of business. So you're going to have to see what's possible.
Well, I agree with that, Don, but if the fire doesn't have access to the conference room, then they have to be able to bring people who come to talk with them, any more than like two people, up into their quarters. And if that's true, they're going to need an elevator. So it's either open up the conference room.
Why don't you just let that go until we see if we got a project or not?
All right.
All right. Let's see. Lynn, you still have your hand up, but I think, are you finished with your comment?
She's muted, Julie.
And Walter. No. Oh, sorry. I thought she was. I can't unmute her. Why?
You can ask her to unmute me. Okay.
Now. Oh, are you finished with your comment?
I am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you for the patience you've shown with the Services District Board.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I don't
see. Lynn, do you agree there needs to be an end to this process?
Oh,
in other words, they can't continually let it slip back and let it slip back. I think we're all agreeing we need to come to a date, and that's when they are either in or out.
I agree. It's just very discourteous to the community for them not to be forthcoming. And my sense is that the majority of the community wants the police department to stay in Kensington and for there to be a way to work out both departments staying in the same structure. It really seems like it benefits both departments to be in the same department. They respond to most of the same emergencies.
All right, thank you, Lynn. I'm gonna try to put your hand down. Larry, did you have anything you wanted to jump in and say? Anything else before we vote?
Do I?
Yeah, you've been quiet. I just wanted to check on you.
Okay. I'm ready to vote.
Okay, so I think we're ready to vote on the motion. And so I'm in favor. Kevin?
I'm in favor.
Don?
Yes.
Janice?
Aye.
Larry?
Yes.
All right, thank you, everybody, and thank you, Mary. That is the end of our agenda today.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
And the meeting is adjourned.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Congratulations, Julie. Less than an hour.
You know, I was going to say the same thing.
All right. Thanks, everybody. All right.
Thank you. Bye.